Lost Nomads of Vulcania by Joan Ross and Archive Designs of Eugene, Oregon. In the distance, through the dust, you see a hazy form standing, like a rusty dinosaur or a train car left on scaffolding from an abandoned repair job. Yet there are no rail tracks for many miles. Approaching, you notice a worn flag with a black symbol resembling a star fluttering in the breeze. Four exotic lanterns sway with the gusts, squeaking, occasionally accompanied by the tinkling of a wind chime. Upon arrival at this old mechanical beast, it beckons to be inspected more closely. You call out, hailing any possible inhabitant. No one appears, so you walk around it and then rap nonchalantly on one of the four massive steel legs. No response. There's a ladder extending up through a big steel tube in the belly to a railing that encircles the opening. Looking up, you see rich, dark wood ceiling. Curiosity takes over. Certainly, it wouldn't hurt to take a quick peek, at least. All the other surfaces are covered in rich wood paneling except for a heavy steel door and a giant round frame with metal leaves like a camera iris set into the wall. Shelves are covered with cracked leather books, wrinkled maps and papers, and odd objects and small instruments, machines of unknown nature. Scientific notes hang on the walls next to an upside-down clock that tick-tocks. A letter posted ceremoniously to the wall seems to offer a warm yet cryptic invitation. Welcome, kind and weary traveler. Perhaps you will consider helping me find clues to where we are. Long out of fuel for steam, I've been lost for weeks, wandering among strange and delightful peoples known as burners. I will return in the evening and perhaps we can share a warm fire and tales of Playa. Yours truly, Dr. Balum von Odenhammer. P.S. I'm certain that the key to finding our way back is hidden within these maps and books. Lost Nomads of Vulcania is a steampunk-inspired gypsy encampment featuring the Telleriz, one of the few remaining Vardo-class steamwalkers built by the last surviving members of Captain Nemo's crew. The Telleriz, a steamwalker long abandoned by its crew, looms over Playa explorers at an impressive 20-foot height. The steel beast stands on four massive legs, supporting a wood-paneled cabin. The intrepid explorer will be able to enter the Telleriz through the escape hatch and contemplate the mysterious disappearance of the crew and the ephemera left behind. Inside the wood-paneled cabin, visitors will discover old books, maps, and mysterious notes from travelers past. What were they doing so far from the island of Vulcania in the desert wasteland of Black Rock City? Will they return from futures past? Will you unlock the secret of the nomads?